This is Chronic Victory Podcast, where we deal out hope and aim to reduce suffering across the globe. My name is David. And before I get going, I just want to say welcome to any new listeners and welcome back to all you beautiful people that keep coming back. Love you guys. So thank you. Thank you for stopping in. Let's spend some time together here. Now that we established in a previous short episode an approach to life being default aggressive, let's think about how we can excel this year. Some things we can consider. And if you know me by now, you'll know that I like to, you know, I'm a Christian boy, and I like to, well, obviously I like stuff from the Bible, and I like my Christian life and Christian ideas, but I also like philosophy, specifically Stoic philosophy. And a lot of that has really helped my mental game as far as living with chronic illness and mental health problems like PTSD and anxiety and things like that. So I want to be a little more focused today on the Stoic philosophy side of things. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about thinking small. And what does that mean exactly? And how does that help us? Well, there's a quote by a philosopher, Zeno, who is like the father of Stoic philosophy. He says, "Well-being is realized by small steps, but is truly no small thing." And I love that. And so out of that comes what some people call, I heard this when I was doing some research yesterday. I thought it was really cool. It's like exactly what I want to talk about. And it's what people call atomic habits. Do you know what that means? Atomic habit? I thought it's like stuff exploding like bombs and shit, but I was wrong. What does that even mean? It means think of an atom, the smallest building block you can think of. It basically means thinking about the smallest thing you can start with. So atomic habits, thinking about the smallest thing you can start with. I think that's a good place to start for any challenges we're going to have down the road this year or any year. So what can we do? What can we do with our atomic habits? We can create and form routines. We can make ourselves some new rules for ourselves. And we can stick to those. Another philosopher, Seneca, says, quote, "No man is free who is not master of himself." Man, of course, meaning like man or woman. Let's not even go there. We're all slaves to something in a way. I think it was, who is it? Tyler Durden, Fight Club, I think said the things that you own end up owning you. We do things too that we know we have to stop doing to be the person who we know we want to be. So if we can think about the smallest thing we can start with, form an atomic habit, create a routine from that, set some rules and some boundaries and guidelines from that, and then what do? We stick to it. What else can we do? We can give, why don't you give yourself a valuable resource? And what's the most valuable resource ever? Time. Everyone always says, "I don't have time. Sorry, I didn't have time." Dude, I say that too. Sometimes it's just like a cop-out. Let's admit it. Most of the time it's cop-out. Pull up the Screen Time app on your phone. You have time. We spend so much time doing shit that doesn't matter, or what I heard recently is a good name for it, and I end up doing this on Instagram all the time. I get sucked into the things that I like to see, like Formula One racing and working out. And I don't know, whatever, music. And anyway, it's like doom scrolling. Pretty soon it's just like the news, and like you're just feeling bad about your own life by just sitting there and scrolling. So we spend so much time doom scrolling and just not really doing the things we should be. And I'm totally guilty of that myself. What else can we do? We can do something difficult that we are in charge of. This is probably the easiest example I could give is the classic take an ice bath or like take a cold shower. You know, it's something that isn't out of reach. and that you are in charge of, right? You're the one turning on the water, but it's difficult enough to sort of discipline your mind. Pick something related, you know, it doesn't have to be ice water or like an ice bath, but that's probably the best example I can give about do something difficult that you are in charge of, but just make sure it's reachable, okay? Remember, we're thinking small. Atomic habits, thinking about the smallest thing we can start with. Let's do that this year. Let's do that. Next, who do you associate with? Studies show that if you have negative, unhealthy friends, and if you have ambitious friends, okay, if you have the negative, unhealthy friends, you're going to feel negative and be unhealthy. If you have ambitious friends, you're going to be ambitious, and so on. We become like our friends and the people that we surround ourselves with. So who do you surround yourself with? Do you even have anybody to surround yourself with? Who is your peer group? Maybe it's time to let some people that are negative and unhealthy go and open some doors to maybe some more ambitious and positive forces in our life, some more positive people. Speaking of peer group, if you don't have one, or even if you do, Chronic Victory Podcast has a Discord channel. Discord is a free app. I don't work for Discord. I originally used it as a way to connect with my friends overseas to play video games with and chat with. And it has voice chat, and it's just free. It has really good quality. It's user-friendly. So Chronic Victory Podcast has a Discord channel and a Discord server. So I highly recommend that you get a Discord account created. Send me a message on Instagram or email or whatever if you'd like an invite to the podcast server so you can meet some pretty awesome people, like-minded individuals, just doing battle every day, living their lives as best they can, and they're very positive people. Yes, you are. You know who you are. I know you're listening. All right, so I thought that would be a good time to plug that we have a group set up. So you can surround yourself with us. And, oh, by the way, we have, the goal is to have weekly or bi-weekly voice chat, like support group meetings. So just everybody, you know, it's like a coffee table conversation where I prefer that everybody get a chance to speak, just kind of how you're doing, like what's going on. And then, you know, just for time's sake, and then later if people want to talk more one-on-one, that's a good option to go further with ideas and stuff. All right, moving on. Marcus Aurelius says, quote, "Observe constantly that all things take place by change. The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it." And whether that be good or bad. So if by chance you're trying to keep things the same, not only are you focusing on something you can't control, but you're missing out on all the wonderful opportunities that exist that could come your way. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Not only are you focusing on something that you can't control, you're missing out on all the wonderful opportunities that exist that could come your way. I'm not saying all these, you know, you're not going to win the lottery tomorrow. If you do, congrats. That's awesome. But I'm just saying, if you're trying to keep things the same, you're missing out. So what do we do about that? We adapt. We need to adapt and acquiesce to change. I'm going to work at that this year. I hope you guys do too. And change, man. I need to be reminded of this all the time about change. And it really slaps me in the face every time. It's going to happen regardless of how you feel about it. It's going to happen regardless of how you feel about it. What we should focus on is what we're going to do about it. If it's going to happen regardless of how you feel about it, what are we going to do about that? We need to adapt, acquiesce to the change. Hell, that can even be the fun part. Dare I say it? And you know what this year? I was going to swear, to hell with social norms. Be weird if you have to. And say no to the bullshit. People don't even need a reason. You don't have to give a reason. And if that makes you weird, then be weird if you must. So much of what we do wastes time. We established earlier how valuable time is. And a lot of what we do is irrelevant. If you don't feel like doing something that maybe you have some pressure on you to do, say no. And maybe you're used to people pleasing and saying yes all the time because you feel like that's the right thing to do. You know what? You got to take care of yourself first. That's the right thing to do. Simply say, because I don't want to. Well, why don't you want to do that? We're going to do that. And come on, it'll just be blah, blah, blah. And people will try to talk you into do something that you know deep down you don't want to do. You say, no thanks. Well, why? I just don't get it. Explain it. Because I don't want to. I simply just don't want to. That's it, period. Make it within reason. All these little things, thinking small, forming atomic habits, thinking about the smallest thing we can start with, then it turns into a routine. Then we set some rules. And we can always change the rules and adjust the rules. We are the rule maker. And then we stick to it. However, yes, you are correct if you already went doomsday on me, because that's where I went when I was doing some research about these ideas as well, is that we will fall short. We're going to have those setbacks. We're going to get viruses and be sick and not able to do shit. We're going to have the unavoidable callings where we're needed, you know, maybe a family member needs help or a friend is sick and needs help and so on. Maybe you have a sick animal that you got to take care of, like I am right now. Some things are unavoidable by circumstance. I get it. That's true. That's real life. We will fall short in these routines, these rules, and trying to stick to it. You hear that bullshit about New Year's resolutions every year that blah, 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 they don't work. And once you fall off the wagon, you're just off, right? And it's, you don't need a resolution. You just need some atomic habits. What's the smallest thing you could do right now to start with? And that's where you start. That's where you build. So what do we do when that happens? What do we do when we fall short? We keep on going back to it. Just keep on going back to it. When you fall, you get back up. This is what matters. You get back up to what? Your rhythm. Your atomic habits, your routines, your rules. When you fall off the path, the next move is to simply get back on the path. It never needs to be perfect, and it never will be perfect. And yes, even if that means starting over. And yes, even if that means rebuilding, resetting, and starting small, and bringing new habits and routines to life with a new set of rules that you get to, quote, synthesize into something for you. I don't know about you, but I think that's kind of exciting. Even if we have to start over, even if we have to rebuild, reset, and start small again and again and again, and it's fucking frustrating. I understand. I get it. And I hate it too. But this is how we do it. We simply get back on it. What are my atomic habits I'm gonna identify now? What is the smallest thing I can think to start with and do? Because remember, we don't get to control the things that happen to us. We get to control what we do about it. Reminds me of the whole concept of discipline equals freedom. And I tried to, like, disprove that and see, you know, like, is there any holes in that concept? And there really is not. If you have any amount of discipline, you free yourself, and you are free to do, you know, in the way that you're doing something, you are in charge and you are free when you have that discipline. And we've spoken about that before in a lot of podcasts previous. I'm not going to go too into detail there, but discipline equals freedom. And if you have to just, you know, for me, what I get pissed off about, I'm going off book here. Fuck it. If you know what I get pissed about, guys, is like, yes, I form my atomic hat. You know, I just saw this yesterday. Atomic Habits. So I'm like, I think that's a cool name for it. Anyway, I have these things that I start small with. I think about the smallest thing I can do and I do it. And then I have these little routines, and then I have some kind of loose rules and I stick to it. And then, but then like something happens and I can't build, or if I build, something bad happens to where, you know, it's outside of my control and I only get to choose how I react to it and what I do about it. And then when I can get back on the path, so to speak, and get back to my routines, my strength is gone, or the game has changed, and I use a different method for doing something, you know, it's just, or a different device, even like a physical device. It could be many different things, but what pisses me off and frustrates me the most is I can't grow, and I can't, you know, I can adapt and acquiesce to the change that's happening, but I feel like I'm always falling short because I'm just, it, you know, the things stay small and they don't always grow into like these major things where I can fly like Superman and save the world and have, you know, like lift cars above my head. But then again, guys, you don't need to. It doesn't need to. If it grows, awesome. Remember what I said? Even if it means starting over, even if it means rebuilding, resetting, starting small again, keep on going back to it. Keep on going back to it. And what does that do? If you're doing that, even if it's not growing, and your habits are still atomic in many ways, let's say, they're still small, I don't think we need to be frustrated about that. You're doing it. You're winning. That's the victory part. That's the victory part of chronic victory. In the effort, when you get back to it, the victory is in the doing and the trying. It's about sticking to those routines and following your own rules and morals and sticking to that as much as possible, because you're going to fall short, you're going to have setbacks all the time. This can't be a perfect thing. And when something happens and your routine is off track and it's not perfect, we just go back to it when we can. We don't dump it. That's where you're winning. I just want you to see that, guys. I want you to see that when you're doing that, and every time you've done that, every time you fucking started over, every time you got back onto the path, every time you had to rebuild your fucking self and reset, you had to start small, and then you get fucking destroyed and you had to do it again and again and again. Every time you get back up, this is what matters. That's what matters. That's where your victory lies. See that, please, guys. It's in your rhythm, your habits. And when you can keep getting back to it, every time you do that, you're exercising discipline. And what does discipline do? It provides the ultimate freedom that we all desire. And hell, if you can do that, dare I say you are unstoppable, man. That's all I got for you today, but just please consider that you're doing it. You have victory in your life in some capacity. All right, that's it for me for now. I think I'll dive into PTSD next, because that's been bothering me, and why don't we just tackle that early in the year, right? But before you go, as always, I want to say thank you for spending the time tuning in. Please consider, again, joining the Chronic Victory Podcast Discord server and being a part of our chat groups. There's some awesome people on there. They're, well, actually my best friends in the world at the moment. Let me know. And then please consider donating to Chronic Victory on Patreon and subscribing, rating the show on the platform you're using. I know everybody says it, I get it, but it actually really does help. You can also get a hold of me on Instagram at Chronic Victory Podcast, or YouTube is, Chronic Victory, or email chronicvictorypodcast@gmail.com. Think small, guys. Stay in the fight.